From the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Sean Kelly, Producer Dan, D-Dub and the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Sean Kelly.
Good morning from New Orleans. This is Jared Sampson hosting today's Black and Blue Report, our daily podcast on the Saints and Pelicans. But of course, we have to talk about the biggest story coming out of New Orleans this weekend, and that Sunday night's record-setting WrestleMania 30 at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It's now the highest grossing event in Superdome history at $10.9 million, and that's thanks to over 75,000 fans from all 50 states and 37 countries who were in attendance, making it the fifth highest attendance in WrestleMania history. At the end of Sunday night's main event, it was Daniel Bryan who walked away with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, nudging out nemesis Triple H and defeating champion Randy Orton to take the title. It's been a crazy weekend in New Orleans for WrestleMania fans and WWE fans all over, and everything wraps up tonight at the Smoothie King Center with WWE Raw. Going on to your New Orleans Pelicans, the Pelicans skid extends to 5 after its 100-94 loss to the Trailblazers in the road trip finale. 6 New Orleans players finished in double figures, led by Anthony Morrow with 17 points. Anthony Davis finished with 15 points and 4 blocks, while Austin Rivers added 14 points in the loss. Your Pelicans are back in action Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Smoothie King Center, taking on the Phoenix Suns. This is one of 3 final home games. On Monday, April 14th, they take on the Thunder and wrap up the home season here at the Smoothie King Center on Wednesday, April 16th, taking on the Rockets, both games at 7 p.m.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today.
Dan Evans reporting live on the street for Newsbeat. People all across Louisiana are going crazy over getting their refund check.
Reporter dude, I just got my refund check. Totally awesome!
It seems a bit early to be getting a tax refund check, but wait, I just got word from the control room that refund check is a new scratch-off from the lottery where you could win up to $4,000. You can get your refund check at any lottery retailer, but you must be at least 21 to purchase.
Refund check from the lottery rocks!
Dude!
To your New Orleans Saints, we are going to check in with NewOrleansSaints.com senior writer John DeShazer, who recently interviewed the newest Saint, cornerback Champ Bailey. Here's what the 12-time Pro Bowler had to say.
Well, first off, congratulations. What do you think about becoming a Saint?
Man, I'm excited, man. You know, it's last year was one of those years, and I just couldn't get over the fact of being hurt. And grind my way through that. It was a tough up and down year playing the Super Bowl, which probably was the biggest game of my life. You know, but we came up short, and I'm still hungry. still got that drive to go out there and be the best. And that's why I'm still putting them on. And the Saints gave me the opportunity. I'm excited to be a part of something special.
Well, now, while people look at you, and obviously, you know, the obvious thing would be that you're 36, 30-plus, but I guess the reference is that Darryl Green played at a high level also late into his 30s and 40s. So, I mean, do you feel like you still have, you know, a lot of what you had?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a lot. I think I have a little more to my game, I believe, especially mentally, because I can see things a lot easier. You know, and a lot of things that, you know, that come up that, you know, I've had experience with. And that only helps you gain
up-and-coming safeties, as a matter of fact, Jarris Byrd, Kenny Vaccaro. They also have a pretty good cornerback, Keenan Lewis. What are your thoughts about playing with those guys, and is that what made it especially attractive, I guess, to play with the Saints?
Yes. You know, we do have a lot of young, energetic guys that want to prove that they belong in this game and prove that they're one of the best. I mean, you got a young Kenny Vaccaro. I mean, how much is Jarris Byrd going to help them? How much can I help them? You know, how much can they help me? It's just, I just like the situation I'm going into because I know these guys are going to be hungry and we're going to all be fighting, you know, each other's style as far as what it's going to take to be great.
Now, I don't know if you guys have talked positional rotations or anything like that, but certainly there's a kind of a vacancy across from Keenan on that other cornerback side. Is that your thought process going in, or do you just kind of, you know, figure you'll get in where you fit in?
You know, I'll get in where I fit in, but, you know, we're all working to do the same thing, and that's play a lot. I think we all want to play a lot. We all want to be the guy that's just going to make our team better. And I'm looking forward to it because Keenan Lewis is still a relatively young corner, especially compared to me. I mean, just the things I can help him with, the things that we can help with each other, and, you know, and all the young guys that are behind him. I mean, I just want to go in there and help those guys as much as possible, but also, you know, take a lot from them as I can. You know, I don't think I know everything either. But at the same time, what I've got to compete for the starting job and help the team be the best it can be.
You know, what were your impressions of Coach Payton as well as Rob Ryan?
You know, they want to win. I mean, they're two coaches that are very competitive. You can see that, you know, when you watch them. You can hear it when you talk to them. And I want that fire in my coaches because it's burning inside of me, and I'm sure as well as every player in that locker room. So we're all on the same page, and we all got the same goal in mind, that's to win a championship.
You know, how close do you think the Saints are? I would imagine you think they're fairly close to have signed with them for a couple of years.
They're very close. I mean, you look at, you know, Payton took a year off, came back, and they got in the playoffs, won a game, lost a game. I mean, they are very close. I mean, and I think any time you have a guy like Drew Brees calling the shots on offense, you're always going to have a shot. And then, you know, you broke good defense in with that, and you get yourself a better shot. So they got all the pieces, you know, just hopefully on another piece to help them get there where we want to go.
In other Saints news, we'll talk with Leslie Fitzmaurice with the New Orleans Saints Sations and get a little bit more information about their upcoming auditions and a few thoughts on the Saints Sations who are saying farewell to us that have been featured in a few videos that you can find on your Saints app and on NewOrleansSaints.com.
Every year, people whose statistics say would die from a serious health problem come to Ochsner and live. To us, nothing proves quality more than saving a life no one else could. In fact, on average, statistics say patients who come here are more likely to survive than at other hospitals in the state. Incredible outcomes aren't just happening at one hospital either. 7 of the top hospitals in the state for survival rates are Ochsner. We're also Louisiana's only hospital ranked by U.S. News & World Report in 8 different specialties, and number 1 in the country by CareChecks for liver transplant. It's no wonder people from all over the world come here. A higher quality of care. One more reason to choose Ochsner. And with hospitals and health centers all over the region, connecting is as easy as finding the Ochsner name. Learn more about why quality matters at OchsnerQuality.org. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.
And now we're joined by Leslie Fitzmaurice, who has a history with both the NFL and your New Orleans Saints. Leslie has directed several pregame shows for the NFL's big event, main event, which is, of course, Super Bowl. Leslie has been with the Saints directing your Saints-ations since the early 2000s. And she's joining us now. Hey, Leslie, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Thank you for joining us on today's Black and Blue Report. We'll be talking with you about Saints Sations. That's exciting, right?
It's always exciting.
What's going on with your Saint Stations right now?
Well, right now we're wrapping up our year. We're going to have our end of the year party soon, which is always fun. It's bittersweet because we say goodbye to some girls who are timed out. And it's also exciting because we start the audition process. So that's right around the corner.
And speaking of saying goodbye, we've recently posted on your New Orleans Saints app and NewOrleansSaints.com some farewell videos from several of the Saint Stations who have timed out. Tell us about what happens when Saint Stations timed out and why they time out.
Well, we have a four-year maximum time that you can be on the team. And the reason is because our fans, we want to give a lot of opportunities for other people to come on the team. We have such incredible girls who make the team, and it's really sad when their time is up. And some of them started, like, if they auditioned at 18, at 22, they're out. And some of them started when they're 24, and now at 28, they're out. And it's really a nice way for them to end their career. We give them a ring, a Saint Station ring, and we have a really nice ceremony for them. And it's a great thing. It's very sad because I've invested 4 years, and they've invested 4 years in our organization. And, like, they know everything. I mean, they're just great, and they're great representatives. But it gives opportunity for other people to come in and represent the Saints.
And how does that compare to any, I guess, player who is on a team for a period of time and then at their time they move on to other things? Is that something that's a fair comparison?
I think it is. Anytime you're involved in some kind of athletic situation and you've done it, dancers, like football players, have done this activity since they were children. And, you know, it's hard for them to transition. Sometimes it can be hard for them to transition from the regiment of the workout and the play and the games and stuff into, you know, you get older and you move on and you get married and you have children, life changes. And so, you know, I think it is somewhat the same, but for our girls, you know, and for players as well, there are other avenues in their profession to continue, just in a different manner.
Awesome. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with your upcoming auditions. I know on Thursday there is a workshop at Franco's for those who are interested in becoming a Saint Station. Tell us about first the workshop and then go into a little bit of detail about the April 27th auditions that will be taking place here at the New Orleans Saints facility.
Well, the workshop is optional. You don't have to come, but if you want to come and, you know, meet the some other people who are auditioning, a lot of friendships are made during that time. We kind of tell you, like, what the process is instead of, like, jumping right into it. You can do either way. The audition clinic, I think, is beneficial for participants to come and understand what's going to happen the day of the audition and ask questions should they have them. Auditions are going to be Sunday the 27th at the Saints facility starting at 9 o'clock. It's open call. The only thing you have to do is be 18 years old. And it's a three-step process. The first day is strictly dance audition, and it's we're looking for two different types of people. You don't have to be just strictly a dancer, because we have a appearance team and a field team, and both of them are members of the Saint Stations. They do all basically the same thing. The appearance team has a stronger speaking role, and so they do a lot of media appearances, and the field team has a stronger dancing role. So if you can speak really well and present well and not the strongest dancer, you need to come out. And if you're really just a dance queen and that's all you like to do and you can't speak that well, you need to come out, because there's not one thing we're looking for. You know, always saying New Orleans is a gumbo, you know, it's like a gumbo. There's a mix of people and cultures, and that's really what I want to think. Saint Station organization to represent, a mixture of people from all different places. And, you know, even on the team now, we have girls from Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, and they're in all different stages of their life. They range in age from 18 to 30, and some of them are great dancers, some of them are great speakers, some people are great role models. And so, you know, if you want to ever try out and be a part of that, you know, there's only 36 of them that are on that field and have a front row seat, then you need to come out and audition.
Awesome. So to get more information about the audition process, where would you send someone?
I'd send them right to the New Orleans Saints website. All the information you need to know about auditions and what it takes and what's going on is right up there. And so, you know, some people like wake up the morning of auditions and go, I'm going to audition, and they end up making it, you know, and some people prepare a whole year to do so. So come on out if you ever thought about, you know, shaking your pom-poms and being a part of this great organization and representing young women in this area. We like to put out positive women role models to our youth, and we have a great Junior Saints Asian program. Give it a shot. You never know unless you try, right?
Awesome. Well, thank you, Leslie. Once again, the auditions, the first day of auditions will be taking place on Sunday, April 27th here at the New Orleans Saints Training Facility. That's at 5800 Airline Drive in Metairie. More details at neworleanssaints.com. Click on the Saints Stations link. Once again, special thanks to the director of the Saints Stations, Leslie Fitzmaurice, for joining us today for the Black and Blue Report.
Hey there, what you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. You're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
This has been your Black and Blue Report for Monday, April 7th. Be sure to tune in each and every day at noon for your editions of the Black and Blue Report on NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com, and also available on download from iTunes. Be sure to tune in each and every day. This is Jared Sampson in for the Black and Blue Report.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.
As one Entergy customer to another, I have a tip for you. Download the free Entergy app. If my power goes out, I check the app. The outage maps let me know what's happening and when to expect my lights back on. It also makes it easy to pay my bill and manage my account, all right from my smartphone. Download the app today or visit EntergyApp.com for more information. Giving me control in the palm of my hand, that's the power of people. Entergy.
Your New Orleans Pelicans take flight on Wednesday, April 9th, when the Phoenix Suns come to town. It's Entergy Coastal Restoration Night at the Smoothie King Center, where the first 5,000 fans in attendance receive a Pelicans car charger, courtesy of Entergy. Tip-off's at 7 p.m., with the Pelicans Fest pregame block party getting underway at 5:30, featuring live music, interactive games for the kids, and more. Tickets start as low as $11 and are available now at Pelicans.com.